And we do have O'Neill Public School Superintendent Amy Shane with us this morning. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Got a little warmer weather back.
We did. Yeah, it was very warm yesterday. Yeah.
And today, it looks like.
So. Yep, I'm all about that. I'm not ready for winter yet.
I hear you. Well, what's been going on at O'Neill Public Schools?
Well, last week and the last couple of weeks, I guess last week was Labor Day, so I wasn't here. So we've got quite a bit to report. The softball girls have been busy over those 2 weeks. They've gone 3-1 during that time, riding a 3-game winning streak. The girls dropped a game to NEN 12-2 before a big home win against Pierce 13-4 and a close one against Boone 6-5. This past Thursday, the girls won a crazy away game against Centura Central Valley by a score of 18-17.
That was more like a football score.
It was. Yeah. It was a crazy. I was there. It was. Kept thinking, oh my gosh. Anyway, it was good, and then we were glad we came out on the right side of that 18-17 win. They'll hit the road on Thursday to take on Highway 91, and then they'll travel to Pierce for their tournament on Saturday. Our volleyball girls are still undefeated this season after logging 4 wins over the past 2 weeks. They've defeated Boone Central, West Holt, Valentine, and Crofton during that time. They'll be taking on their greatest challenge of the year tomorrow when they travel to 13-0 Lutheran High Northeast. So, should be quite a game. I know they can knock them off if they play their best ball, so let's go, girls. They will then travel to the always tough Guardian Angels on Thursday and take part in the Ord Tournament on Saturday. The cross-country team has competed at Boone Central and Norfolk Catholic over the past 2 weeks. Their season started at Boone, where the girls finished 9th as a team, with the top two finishers being Ashley Dickaw in 27th and Faith Williamson in 31st, and the boys finished in 5th as a team, with Brady Thompson placing 7th and Cullen Cartella 19th. This past Friday, they traveled to Norfolk, where the boys finished 3rd as a team. Brady Thompson was 3rd overall, followed by Ty Rainforth in 31st and Colin Cartella in 34th. On the girls' side, the team finished in 6th place. Again, Ashley Dickaw was the quickest runner, placing 24th. Faith Williamson was 26th and Annie Corkle 28th. And this Friday, we're hosting our own cross-country invites. So come on out. There'll be 14 teams competing. The first race is going to be kicking off at 3:30 at the O'Neill Golf Club. Our football team went 1-1 over the last 2 weeks. They got a huge 25-13 victory against Valentine, after which they traveled to Central City, where they fell by a score of 18-53. They're going to be taking on the 1-2 West Point, what are they, Cadets?
I think so.
Does that sound right? This Friday night in the homecoming game, best of luck to them. The girls golfers took part in the West Holt Golf Invite, where they finished in 6th place. Kaylin Goffenbaugh was 11th and Maddie Hampton 15th individually. They then went to Pierce on Saturday, where they finished 5th as a team. Maddie Hampton was 16th and Claire Popkeys was 20th on the day. As you mentioned earlier, they're heading to Battle Creek today. And then they will be at Albion for the Boone Central Invite next Saturday. And this is homecoming week at OHS, always a fun week. Students are going to be participating in a variety of activities, including dress-up days. Today is pajama day. I don't know why I didn't wear my pajamas. I don't know what I was thinking. Tuesday is jersey day. Wednesday is class color day. Thursday is hippie day. And Friday is Eagle Pride Day. On Tuesday, students will be making their homecoming videos during advisement time. This is a tradition that was started a few years back, and the kids tend to come up with some really good videos. On Wednesday at 1:30, our OHS Screaming Eagle Marching Band will be debuting their new uniforms while taping a special performance for the VUS Band's Flow Marching Kickoff. This is a national program U.S. Bands is hosting this year in lieu of in-person contests like the Quad State competition that we usually march in. The Eagle Olympics will be following the marching band performance. This year, the Eagle Olympics will be held outside at Eagle Stadium, and only students in grades 9 through 12 will be participating. Class attendance will also be announced on Wednesday afternoon. Senior candidates include Alyssa Eichelberger, Morgan Cullen, Hannah McClellan, Harley Pinkerman, Blair Gutchell, Meg Schlunz, Turner Jessel, Peyton Matthews, Enrique Sanchez, Keegan Moore, Tommy Kotzer, and Matthew Pardon. Formal coronation will be held following the football game Friday night. It will be held in the old gym, and only students and their parents are going to be allowed to attend, just to keep the numbers smaller and get people spaced out a little bit. The dance will take place after coronation and will be held outside. Masks will also be required at the dance. We've received word that the U.S. Department of Agriculture is allowing schools to extend the summer meal program in response to our COVID-19 pandemic. Because of this, all students, regardless of their economic status, will receive free meals until December 2020 or when the CARES Act funds are depleted. The free meals include one breakfast and one lunch per student. Seconds and a la carte items will still be charged to students' accounts. Although all students will eat free this semester, families should continue to complete free and reduced lunch applications as other grants are calculated based on the number of students that qualify. Hopefully the money that they save on lunches will be spent right here at home.
There we go.
So, you bet. Kind of nice. Saves families some money that they can then reinvest in their community. We will be approving the 2020-2021 budget at tonight's school board meeting, as well as setting the tax request and levy for the year. The budget is up by 2.5%, while our tax asking is down by 1.3%. The total levy needed to raise the district's tax asking this year is 89 cents. There will be a hearing to discuss the district's tax rate at 7:15 prior to the 7:30 regular meeting time. So all meetings are always open to the public. Feel free to come on out. We'll be in our regular boardroom at Central Office.
You bet. And we'll be announcing every morning what day it is to dress up for on the radio at 7 o'clock news. But if not, check out the O'Neill Public Schools or the O'Neill High School website.
Yep, and their website, their social media. Yep. I think it's out there on Facebook as well. So, let's make it a fun homecoming week.
All right, Amy, have a great week.
You too, Scott.
Yep, Amy Shane, Superintendent of O'Neill Public School.